From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
The principle of the bill is pretty simple. That we believe the more money people have in their pockets, the more likely it is somebody's going to be able to find work in America. In other words, the more money somebody has, it means somebody is more likely to demand a good or a service, which means somebody will produce a good or a service, which means somebody's likely to find work.
It's a hoax on the American people by telling them, when they know differently, that this will create jobs, because they're putting more money in the pockets largely of the wealthiest people in our country, at the expense of job creation.
Mr. Chairman, we are committed to helping Iraqis build what could be and should be a model for the Middle East, a government that protects the rights of its citizens, that represents all ethnic and religious groups, and that will help bring Iraq into the international community of peace-seeking nations.
We know how to win wars, but Mr. Secretary, with all due respect, so far, we haven't gotten off to as stellar a start, in my view, in winning the peace. We can't afford to defeat rogue states, and I'm sure we all agree with this, to allow them to become fail states, which become breeding grounds for terrorism and instability.
You just reach a point where you have to kind of look into your heart and know that it's time to go. And what I enjoy so much about what I can say today is I will leave being able to say that I love my job, I believe deeply in President Bush, the man, and his policies, but it is my time to go.
So I'm leaving now because it's the appropriate time to do it. We have just come out with the really important diesel rule. We've had two of the largest settlements in the history of the agency on New Source Review. There's never an ideal time, but this is the best time, and it's a time for me to go home. When my husband gives me roses for Mother's Day saying, welcome home, you know it's time to go home.
We have told the Israeli government that we would take their comments into consideration and address them fully and seriously as we went forward in the implementation of the roadmap, but this does not require us to change the roadmap.
Prime Minister Sharon accepted the roadmap, and that's progress.